Here with Tommy Tanner, the president and head coach of the Syracuse Silver Knights. You're going into your second season, so what are your thoughts going forward from what you had last year?
Well, I mean, this weekend's a huge weekend for us. You know, we need to go 2-0 this weekend to get the momentum going for our next, five home games after this. So, we're excited. I brought in a bunch of offensive players. The defense is the same as last year. And now it's just trying to get, our training camp was a little bit shorter than I would like it to be. These first two games, I'm glad we're playing Chicago and Rochester. I think they're a lot like us in terms of preparation, even though Chicago's been in training camp for like 3 weeks. But there's a lot of new players all coming together. So I think, it will be a great test for both teams tonight.
And then as far as, you're saying you bring in offensive players, who did you bring in that we're going to see a little bit different from last year?
Well, tonight you'll see Neto. Neto, who was playing in Kansas City last year, a very, very skillful Brazilian who will play with Andre Berenson and be very, very well with him. We brought in Ryan Mack, who played with the Salty Dogs in his first team, which is pretty cool. And he's back, and he's another offensive player who's won 4 championships. Bozidar, Jelovic, but he probably will not play tonight because we're waiting on his green card to come in. And Matt Clare from Norfolk, who destroyed us last year. He had a hat trick twice against us. So and he's looked tremendous in training so far. So I have all the regulars back from last year. For the most part, Andre Bouni will be coming in shortly, and we're possibly waiting on Corey Alenio coming back.
And as far as, any losses that you had, just going to that, anyone that we may not expect to see out there?
Well, right now Eric Reed's not back, we're in talks with Eric again to bring him back. So Brian O'Quinn, our last year's keeper, who finished the season with us, is our starting keeper. And let's hope that Brian stays healthy for right now because he's our only keeper on the roster.
And then you had some open tryouts. How did those go, and what did you get back? What was the feedback from the community as far as talent?
I mean, obviously we signed actually Nate Bordeaux and Derek Popovich, two more local kids. So we have 4 guys traded from Syracuse on the team, and JD, Danny Stevens, Nate, and Derek. And they can play. They're good players. And then I have like 3 or 4 other developmental players in camp right now that will stay with us through the season. Antonio Munfoot is an 18-year-old. He's going to be just a terrific player in this league, and you just got to get older. LJ Papaleo, another local kid, he had a great training camp and then did his hamstring. Sam Archer out of Rutgers is blazing speed. And Josh Bennett, who's Ian Bennett's brother, plays for Milwaukee, is going to hang around also as a developmental player, along with Angelo and a couple other guys from last year. So, we have some good young players that can learn the game.
And as far as getting into the season, now that it's finally here, now that the turf is out above the ice here, what does it mean to you to be back and to know that the team not only had their first season, that it is real, but that they're back here?
I mean, we're back, we need support of the community. I mean, we need the soccer community and the business community to come out and support us at our games. I mean, if every soccer person here in Syracuse just went to one game, we'd have 13 sellouts. Because there's 18,000 registered soccer players, plus their parents, plus their siblings, plus the 300 or 400 teams that play in the leagues, adult leagues, all soccer fans, just come to one game. That's what I'm telling people. Just come to one game, and they'll end up coming back again because, to me, it's the best sport we have here in Syracuse. Outside, I think it's even better than Syracuse basketball, but I'm a little biased.